Hello, and welcome to Coast Access Radio. That's 107.4 on your dials. We have with us today Bruce Taylor, who's the Media Liaison and Secretary with the WEA of Kapiti. Tell me, Bruce, what does the WDA as an organisation do?
Well, yes, WEA is an adult education organisation covering the Kapiti Coast District, and we welcome all people interested to participate in our educational activities.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I understand you do seminars and stuff for people as to let them know what's going on and on various topics. I understand the first one is Environmental Patriots.
Yes, we have a regular program of seminars. People who've listened to this broadcast before will be familiar with the seminars. And the first one is Environmental Patriots. It's about Charles Fleming and Harold Wellman. And we have as speakers Mary McEwen and Simon Nathan. Mary McEwen is the daughter of Sir Charles Fleming. And Simon Nathan is a science historian, amongst other things, and they'll be taking this seminar. Mary will talk about her father, Sir Charles Fleming, and Simon will talk about Harold Wellman. Just very briefly, Sir Charles Fleming was a scientist, geologist, and ornithologist, and he published many papers on biogeology, birds and insects, and was very active in various conservation campaigns, including here on the Kapiti Coast around the future of the Waimaha Lagoon. And then, as already mentioned, we have the geologist Harold Wellman and his story. I didn't know this, but he was the person who discovered the Alpine Fault.
Really?
Yes, so we'll hear all about that. So that's on Saturday, 5th of April, at 10 a.m. through till, usually we finish about 12:30 or 1 o'clock.
Sounds wonderful. They also sound very knowledgeable people.
Yes, our speakers or tutors are people who we approach because of their expertise, yes, and their enthusiasm for their subjects.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And then I understand the next one is the New Zealand Medical Volunteers in the Spanish Civil War. That was a while ago.
Yes, that was 1936 to 1939. And Mark Darby will be returning to WEA. A number of our members will have remembered him. And he has written the life of Dr. Douglas Jolly, who was a New Zealand surgeon volunteer in the Spanish Civil War. And Mark has just published a book on him and on the life of Douglas Jolly, who came originally from Cromwell.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark's talk will be about what motivated people like Douglas Jolly to drop everything and go off and serve as a volunteer in the Spanish Civil War on the Republican side.
Right.
That is the side of the Republican government versus the nationalists, who were the basically the Spanish army and their conservative allies.
Yes, so, and a particularly bloody and horrible war, I understand.
Yes, it was. And it was a prelude, really, and a practice run to World War II.
Yes. And I imagine the use of a doctor would have been, I mean, the way they, everything was so primitive at that time. We now have all the anaesthetics and the, yes, the availability of sanitisation, mm, and that. Mm. They didn't have those in a war.
Yes. Mark will talk about some of the advances that were made by Douglas Jolly, who is not well recognised, I think, for his contribution to battlefield medicine.
Yes, well, there's one there.
Yeah. And there were other volunteers too, of course, a lot of nurses who travelled to the battlefront.
Yes, what a thing to do. And then I believe you're going on to Rethinking Colonial Art in Aotearoa.
Yes, Saturday the 10th of May, the courses that we have discussed so far are all Saturday seminars, just to remind people. Now, this is presented by Dr. Rebecca Rice, Head of Art at Te Papa, and she'll be focusing on the histories of art in Aotearoa, New Zealand, considering what it means to have another look again at colonial art and its legacies in the 21st century. And there are details in our brochure and on our website of the two paintings she's going to focus her address around. So if people are interested in New Zealand art, this will be a great opportunity for you to hear from Rebecca Rice.
Yeah, it's quite a subject she has there. It's such a wide range.
Yes, yes. The first painting is a view of Mount Egmont, Taranaki, taken from New Plymouth. And I'm reading the description here, with Maori driving off settlers' cattle from 1861.
Rustling, huh?
So this gives you a foretaste of the art that Rebecca will be talking about.
I know so little about art, and I must turn up for that one. Then I believe we're going to move on to the Battle of Crete.
Yes, well, here we see the return of a popular speaker, Chris Pugsley, retired Lieutenant Colonel and well-known military historian. He played a prominent role in the conceptualising and erection of the Te Papa Gallipoli exhibition.
Wow, and that's very famous.
Yes, yeah, and I see that it's actually going to be extended for a number of years. It'll still be there at our National Museum, Te Papa. But on this occasion, on the 17th of May, Chris will be talking about the Battle of Crete, in which the elements of the New Zealand Division, of course, were involved. The Battle of Crete followed the collapse of the Allied military support for the government of Greece on the mainland of Greece, and then the retreat of the Allied forces to Crete, where they were invaded by paratroopers of Nazi Germany.
Yes, and I hear that was a terrible battle as well. Hard fought on over stony ground.
Yes, yes. And then the Allied forces who hadn't been killed or captured or wounded retreated across the mountains to be evacuated from the south side of Crete to Egypt.
I've walked those mountains and they're not friendly.
No.
Even now without people shooting at you. And then I hear that in May you'll be doing the Mana Island restoration.
Yes, well, this is a different talk again. It's from another staff member from Te Papa, Dr. Colin Miskelly, and he is the curator of vertebrates at Te Papa. And he'll be looking at how Mana Island off the coast of Porirua, very close to here in Kapiti, on the Kapiti coast. He'll be looking at how Mana Island has been transformed in terms of its ecology, what was involved in that transformation, the conservation successes and failures, and relevant research to restoring ecology. It's really a rewilding of Mana Island. And then he switches to a different perspective, and that is, what did he see along Te Aroha Trail in terms of birds? And he'll be looking at the birds he recorded along the trail in both the North and South Island, and looking at the differences that pest control makes for selected species. So those are our seminars till the end of May for people to look forward to. You might be asking yourself, well, how do I get involved? You simply can contact our administrator by phoning, usually leaving a message, and our administrator will get back to you. The phone number is 027 715 3677. Or you can email us at one word, carpetywea@gmail.com. So those two ways of enrolling are available. We also have a website, which is www.carpetywea.org.nz. All these details are on the front of our brochure. Many people will have seen our brochure, I hope. Where can you get the brochure? Go to one of the Carpety District Libraries.
Right.
And there are one or two other outlets too where the brochure will be available. All people who participated in activities last year should have received a brochure in the mail as well.
Wonderful. I believe we have some here at the front desk of our studio, so you're welcome to drop in one day and see if you can get a copy. It's a fascinating looking, such diversity of clever people to come and talk.
And we have also our weekday courses.
Oh, yes.
I won't go through the details of all of them, but we have already begun beginner French, which runs on Monday evenings, or late afternoon rather, from 4 till 6. We also have intermediate French, which runs on Monday evenings, 7 till 9. The details are in the brochure and on our website. I forgot to mention you can, of course, enrol through the website as well. You can click on the links.
Yes.
Now, I would like to spend a little bit of time looking at a course which has attracted a lot of interest, and that is memory and thinking in middle and older age.
Close to all of our hearts, huh?
That's right. And that is something that will start next week at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall, Naya Road, Waikanae. By the way, that's the venue of all of our seminars too. So memory and thinking in middle and older age. This has been developed to increase our understanding of the changes that occur in memory and thinking in later age, and how we can respond to these changes. What you should expect, what you can recognise, which might be unusual. So it's a 5-session course. The full details are on our website, again under midweek courses. So I won't go through what each of the 5 sessions is about, but it is being coordinated by Emma Frommings, a health improvement practitioner. So that begins on Tuesday the 1st of April and runs through to 27th of May.
And it sounds like something that we should all be interested in, even if it's just getting out.
Yes.
Getting active again.
Yes, and it's designed for people who may be concerned about perhaps their partner or about themselves. Also for perhaps people of a younger generation concerned about their parents or grandparents' generation too.
Yes.
So we welcome all people participating in this course, but it is 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock over 5 Tuesdays. The costs are $80 for 5 sessions, and this is regardless of whether you're a member or not.
That all sounds wonderful. Mm.
On a lighter note, we have wine and watercolour, the Mana Sunset, and this is the return of Alfred Memelink. Alfred is a noted artist and teacher, also runs his own gallery, Art Space Gallery in Petone.
I think I've met him and heard him talk. He's actually very personable. an intelligent guy.
Yes, and he's produced calendars, for example, as well as art for sale, I think. And in this course, you enjoy a glass or two of wine or juice, nibbles, and then we'll learn the joys of watercolour painting and an easy-to-follow step-by-step process. I understand you don't have to be able to draw. The drawing outline is there for you to fill in, I think. But you'll be taught the different techniques, such as painting wet in wet and colour mixing and brush control. So that's Thursday, the 3rd of April. Hurry, 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 because this is a course that's always popular and will fill up.
I'm sure it is.
Mm. And I forgot the time, 6:30 to 9 o'clock at night.
Good as gold. What's the cost of that, Bruce?
That's for members of WEA, it's $50, and non-members, $55.
Oh, very reasonable.
So if people are interested in details of any of the activities I've spoken about, the seminars
mm-hmm.
and the midweek courses, go to our website. It's a new website this year. We've had a lot of positive comment. That website is coveteewea.org.nz.
Lovely. I've been talking to Bruce Taylor from the Workers' Educational Association here in Coverty. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.